in the book of Shmuel Shapira, Asaraf, the angel, on chapter 30, page 451, Purim ke Purim, Purim like Yom Kippur. It's famous that in Breslev, Purim is a very serious day. Very serious day. Not only in Breslev, they take it very seriously. The story how Abdullah got close to Breslev is when he was in Newark and he was finding out. Looking how people are doing in Purim, he went to this yeshiva, that yeshiva, this chassidus, that chassidus. And then he said, let's see what Breslev are doing on Yom Kippur, on Purim. And he went to Breslev, and the lights are out, and everyone's sleeping on the benches. He was wondering what's going on. He asked the Gabbai, what's going on here? He said, oh, we're in Breslev, we sleep until chatzos, and after the Megillah, until chatzos. Then we get up chatzos, then we go to the field, and we scream for hours until shachris. And then right away do Shalach Manis and Matanot Levyonim in the morning, early, right after. And then right away we start drinking. That's what we do in Nebuchadnezzar. They used to do. He says, what? That's Purim? I want to be here. That's one of the stories that I get close to the Pastor. Purim was the biggest day of Shmuel Shapira. And Purim, he was able to reveal how much he hated and disgusted this world. All the days of the year that they weren't Purim, Shmuel was the little guy in the corner, no one even recognized him, always standing on the side, never saying, never showing himself off at all, not even saying halacha, nothing, standing in the corner living his life. Right? Living in the feeling that the world doesn't deserve, that he doesn't deserve the guest of this world at all. Everyone knew that he's a silent man. But once a year, he removed from himself all the boundaries. Shmuel broke his rule of speech on Purim, every Purim. Then everyone saw who Shmuel was. And that day he used to turn to the whole world, whoever was willing to listen, and tell them, and scream to them, and yell to them that there's a master to the world. And that day he used to scream to the Sitra Achra straight in his eye. Purim was the festival of truth. He roared on that day, the roar of truth that was all year round set by the people's legs. Right? All kinds of garbage, all kinds of false advertisements, stuff like that. Purim, in general, like I said before, was the main day of Breslev. So Nathan writes, the one who married to drink wine in the right way, he awakens his brain through the wine, and he merits to be a head, and in Purim shines the greatest light of Mordechai, and then he has great light come down to his head, and he makes very closest to Hashem. Therefore, the chiyuv, the obligation, is to drink until he gets completely drunk, until it goes up, his drinking goes up to Purim, until the highest seichel. Fine. After ask Rav Arush how he explains these words. But then, you know, in Breslev in general, not here, they drink and drink everywhere else. They drink and drink and drink until they can't anymore. And they start in the morning. They drink and drink. And I asked Rav Arush, he said, yeah, but most of them that start in the morning, they end their Purim at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We can merit so much more in their Purim. That's what Rav Arush answered. And what about the drinking? He just doesn't want people to go nuts. If someone knows how to drink, and he doesn't act like a Michigan, I'll tell you the truth. This Purim, I didn't go to Chutz Chesed. I did at home, a big party. And I drank a lot. And I said this feeling about, I was completely drunk, but I was completely focused. I was completely drunk. I was drunk. I couldn't walk straight. But I was focused on Hashem. Focused on it. I have a video of it. Completely focused. I didn't say not a word of shtusim, and I was so sensitive to everyone, not to hurt anyone. And there's this, I was mamash, I'm telling you, completely. I was completely drunk. Mamash. And they gave me a cup of wine by the neighbor, and I didn't have the tefillah, and I was completely drunk. I said, I'm fine, I'll drink it, but I don't have the tefillah, I can't drink, I'm sorry. So they went down and said, no, drink. And there was sushi on the table. I remember this. I was completely drunk. I remember it very well. Sushi on the table, and I don't eat the sushi because I don't trust the seaweed. Only if it doesn't have seaweed. And I didn't want to take. I didn't tell them, but I didn't say a word. Why? I didn't want to hurt them. Yeah, my mind was working very well. But I was completely drunk. And that drunk is okay. Drink! But the problem is that people don't know how to drink. They drink, and they do shtuyo. And they throw up. Throwing up is not good. And this, all kinds of things. And that's why I always says not to drink. A poor important. The drink, he says the drink. The drink as much as you can see how you can handle. When you can are losing your mind and you're doing shtuyot, then you have to know you have to stop.
But he has an incredibly wonderful sheet, which I pass out. And pour.
I say it every year.
And it is simply incredible.
Yeah, I say it every year. Especially incredible when you drink only grape juice, I have.
Yeah.
So, have time? Yeah, we have time. The greatest thing is to see Dafka, the greatest oiv, the greatest Ode Hashem of Breslev, when they're drinking, to see their kelim, how much yishuv adas they had in their drunkenness. They couldn't walk straight, but they had such yishuv adas. The mind was so settled to know what they need to do in the world. In the world, I remember the years of other yeshivas, I won't mention any names. Purim is a drunkard. It's not, it looks like you're in a bar. You ever been to a bar? You ever seen how it looks?
You don't want to
it's
know
disgusting.
What I've had.
People are not acting so nicely, and I'm saying it in a very modest way. It's disgusting. People are acting like Michiganos. That's not Purim. Go to the street and you see how people are acting. That's not Purim. Purim is a very holy way. If you don't know how to drink, don't drink.
Try, was it, Castor Street during October 31st,
okay.
Halloween. It's when the bars close at 2, they just simply throw them out in the street. It's then after that, it's like Mardi Gras, the worst.
From the morning to the hours in the morning and after Shachris, they used to sit and drink until the night when the body was already full of wine. It was roaring and crying and the body couldn't take it anymore. But everyone there was just fire to Hashem, fire to Hashem, fire to Hashem, and that's how you have to be. I'm telling you, the Puri, I'll just tell you about myself. This Puri that I got completely drunk. I was very focused. I went to look for Marv. I couldn't daven, yeah? I went to look for Marv. I didn't find the Marv, so I went back home. I went to sleep. And I got up a few hours later, and I daven Marv. It was still nice. Daven Marv, regular. No alarm, nothing. I got up and daven right away. That's the first thing I did. Because your mind was focused on what you're doing. Even when you're drunk, if you're married, you're drinking, and I'm sure there's a lot higher than what I did. I'm just a nothing. Just the tefillah lavah, which I was doing it. I'm sure there's a lot higher than that. Okay? In a place where you have even more clarity, more sechel of Hashem. Purim, in the Breslev Shul, amongst the groups of Hasidim, when the wine, Rav Lev Yitzchok was sitting there and speaking Torah and talking stories of what happened, and also Rabbi Lachalak Spector was sitting there telling about the stories of the Hasidic Breslev in Poland, how they used to do Purim. Rabbi Chil Grinwald crying about those who they all died in the Holocaust and everything. And Rabbi Hirsch Lippel is sitting crying about they can't go to the Tzion and Uma and you can't go to the Tzion and Uma. That's what they used to do when they were drunk. You see, all their inside is pouring out. But you have to have an inside to pour out. If you don't have an inside to pour out, what's going to be when you drink? We don't want to see the inside sometimes. And then the people were talking, and people that were always quiet, silent, the whole year round. They still the Torah of Rabbeinu, and Torah Chidush Torah, and so that's what they were completely drunk. And also Shmuel is there, right? He removed the silent that he was the whole year around. So Shmuel was always talking, he was talking the whole time, pulling against the Yetzer Hara, right? Screaming against the Yetzer Hara, against the nothingness of the world, the emptiness of the world. And he's screaming and roaring that if we just know how to use Rabbeinu's vessels, we will know how to act. Talking to himself.
What did he mean?
What did he do with everything? All Rabbeinu's vessels, what Rabbeinu teaches us. But he's talking to himself and he's hoping that people will listen. And then he used to scream, Amalek! The Rebbe is starker from there. Amalek! Talking to Yitzhak, the Rebbe is stronger than you. Again and again, Amalek! The Rebbe is stronger than you. It's stronger than you.